May the Lord be pleased to help us to commence our worship with hymn 214. Dear Lord, remember me, a sinner weak and vile, full of impiety and fraught with sin and guile. I cannot hope but in thy blood. Remember me, O Lord, for good. Hymn 214.
Thank you. From the Holy Word of God, we will read together the Gospel according to John, chapter 3. The Gospel according to John, chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou not a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to the heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing, except he be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness, that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. May God bless that reading of his holy word, and may he help us in prayer. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we thank thee for gathering us again together here this evening in this house of prayer. And Lord, as we come to the evening service of thy day, would you pray for thy gracious presence here. We would come as those did unto thee on the road to Emmaus with that petition. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. We beseech thee, Lord, that thou come among us, Lord, that we may by faith view thee, hear thee, that thou break thee bread in our midst, that in doing that we may be made known to us who thou art, that Christ might be revealed and made precious in the breaking of bread, the feeding of our souls this night with the word of life. Would you pray then that thou would bless us with thy presence? Condescend, most gracious God, who look upon a company of poor sinners, and grant us, Lord, the lifting up of thy countenance upon us. Shine, Lord, into our hearts. Draw our affections heavenward. Draw us away, Lord, from the earthly things, the carnal mind, our deceitful hearts. Lord, draw us away from the attraction and pull of the world. Draw us to thyself. Lord, make thyself precious to us, that one thing needful. Oh, that we will not be satisfied with anything short. Lord, we do pray that thou would bless us this night with a heart made soft, the tender fear of the Lord in our hearts, the preparation to receive thy word. Oh, make us fruitful hearers. May we be diligent. Lord, may we go home with thy word treasured in our hearts. Lord, we need any application of thy spirit. We're leaky vessels. We leave things behind. Lord, we pray, fix thy word with power into our hearts. May it find its abiding place, and may it do us good in the days that come. Bring back to our remembrance the things that have been read and spoken. Thy word, Lord, the word of life. And may we be blessed with true living faith, faith mixed with our hearing. Lord, that we may hear to the profit of our souls, for we stand on the brink of eternity. Lord, our lives are short, however long they may be, in the light of eternity, and those everlasting years we have but a short life. Oh, we do pray to be made wise unto salvation. Open our eyes that we may see our needs as sinners. Bring eternity to be that tremendous sound. Lord, may we find in our hearts thy work of conviction. Grant us, Lord, the unturning of our hearts. Reveal to us, Lord, our sin and failings and our shortcomings. And Lord, with that sad state of things revealed to us, may we be led to thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Oh, that one thing needful. Oh, we do pray then that Christ might be lifted up, that he, even this night, may be made precious and sinners drawn. We read as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. O Lord, so must a precious Christ be lifted up. And oh, we do pray that we may be drawn. May we, Lord, with a burning desire in our hearts, flee to thy feet and find mercy. Grant us, Lord, faith in thy word. Lord, thou wilt not send any needy sinners away from thy door. And though we may have to tarry, help us to wait for it, for wait for thy appearing. Therefore none shall be ashamed that wait for thee. Lord, we've much to be ashamed of in and of ourselves. Our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. Without thee we can do nothing. We plead for thy gracious help through the service here this evening. And Lord, as we go on in this week, do help us and guide us and keep us. Provide for us, for our families, for those we know and love. And Lord, we do pray that thou go before us each. Make crooked things straight and rough places plain. Be that good shepherd to us. Lead us in paths of righteousness. Lead us into that way everlasting. Lead us away from sin and Satan and those things, Lord, which are not right for us. Oh, Lord, do separate us from our idols. Bless us with that longing heart, longing for the things of God. Help us to serve thee as we should. Lord, we pray, stir up our hearts. Lord, we mourn our slow, slothful, lethargic, lifeless state. We pray, Lord, stir up our hearts. Now, Lord, out put those thorns in our nest. Lord, that we may be pricked in our hearts and made alive, awakened. Oh, Lord, put that life within us and fan it to a flame. Lord, that our hearts might burn and our lips be full of thy praise. We pray that we may witness a good witness. Lord, we mourn our poor profession. At times we're fearful. At times we confess that we have anxieties and shame, and we're ashamed of thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou create in us that clean heart. Make us willing to part with all and to follow thee. Oh Lord, do draw near. Fill our hearts with the Saviour's love. May we know that love of Christ which casts out all fear. That love which passeth all understanding. Oh, that love which moves thy people. Lord, make us willing in the day of thy power. Grant us the power of the Holy Spirit upon us. Oh, make us zealous in the things of God. Help us to walk worthy. Lord, may we choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ better than all the treasures in Egypt. Lord, we do pray then, fill our hearts, lead us to thyself. May we be frequent at Calvary. May we look upon him whom we have pierced. We do pray that we may know some sweet moments, considering the cross of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. May we sit down and watch him there. Oh, may there be that love and grief, our hearts dividing. Lord, may we not be strangers to the cross of Christ. May it be ever in our view. Oh, we do pray, draw us to thy Son. Oh, that Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Lord, we do pray, increase our faith. Build us up in our most holy faith. Build up the church and congregation here. Lord, do continue thy work. May many be brought to come and declare what thou hast done for their souls. Lord, even in this time of restrictions and the ongoing pandemic, Lord, we pray that here and there may be evidences of the new birth, sinners born again of thy Spirit. Lord, we pray, help us each through this difficult time in our nation. Lord, we acknowledge thy judgments upon us. We seek, Lord, for that spirit of real repentance and godly sorrow. Show us where we've erred. Help us to confess. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt return with blessings from on high. May there be many hearts touched in this pandemic. Many souls quickened and born again. Many to declare, there the Lord met me. There the Lord blessed me. And though a solemn judgment upon us, may it be turned to a blessing for many. Lord, the deaths multiply each day. Help us to not get hardened to it, not used to it. But may we truly humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Lord, do bring our nation to that place of confession. Lord, work in the hearts of those who lead us, who have the rule over us. Set in high places those who fear thy name. Work in our royal family and those in positions of authority. O Lord, we pray, may we not be ruled by children, but may we know, Lord, thy gracious appointments in positions of influence, that there may be an influence for good. Lord, do stem the tide of sin and iniquity. Turn the day of evil in which we live. Pour out thy Spirit on this nation. Lord, work in the church here below. And build us up in our most holy faith. Lord, may thy work appear up and down this land. May there be a filling of the places of worship. May the vaccine that's been developed prove to be successful, we pray, under thy gracious influence. And may it enable us to return to our usual form of worship. O Lord, do hear our prayers, we pray. Lord, do send us that help we need. Do rend the heavens and come down. Lord, make the place of thy feet glorious. Lord, be among thy people, working in them to will and to do of thy good pleasure. Turn the tide of sin. Overturn Satan's plans. Keep out the foxes from spoiling the vine. Build up the church of God, hedge about her, we pray, and come and delight thyself in thy God. And Lord, do have mercy, we pray. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Lord, we have sinned and grieved thee. Oh, we pray that thou art in much wrath, remember mercy, and turn and smile upon us. O thou Son of Righteousness, do arise with healing in thy wings, and send out thy light and thy truth, and glorify thy name. Lord, do bless this cause of truth. Remember the dear deacon and his wife laid so low. Lord, the sad news of dear Lydia, we commit her unto thee and pray for the family that thou'd help them and the church here, Lord, and congregation. Oh, the sorrows are multiplied. But we would pray, Lord, that thou would visit each troubled, sorrowful heart, and may thy grace, dear Lord Jesus, oh, be in them and with them, and upholding our dear brother as he walks this difficult path, and the family, we pray, undertake for them each. Lord, prepare us each for that great day. O Lord, may we be prepared by thy Spirit. Oh, we do thank thee for that good hope that we have through grace for the soul of our dear friend. Oh, but may that question be asked, how stands the case, my soul with thee, for heaven are thy credentials clear? If we're called, Lord, are we ready? Oh, prepare us. Leave us not out. Pass us not by. Oh, Lord, have mercy, we pray. And forgive us our every sin. Wash us in the precious blood of Jesus. We ask all things in that precious and worthy name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1124. I fain would love the day of rest, would still esteem this day the best, but oft, alas, I've need to say, how barren is my soul today. Hymn 1124.
to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John chapter 3. And with the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 30. The Gospel according to John chapter 3 and verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. The Gospel according to John chapter 30 and chapter 3 verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. This word is true of John the Baptist, the forerunner of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He came into this world, John, this is, and he says, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah. He was a forerunner, prophesied in the Old Testament by the prophet Isaiah that he would prepare the way of the Lord. If you will, announce the arrival, the coming of the Messiah. Prepare the people with repentance, preaching the need of repentance and the conviction of sin. Preparing the way of the Lord. And then we find as the Lord Jesus began his earthly ministry, John was then to, his office was then to step down, his work being done. He whom he was the forerunner for came and began his ministry. But for a time the two were preaching, both of them. John, having baptized our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, continuing with his ministry, the Lord beginning his earthly ministry. But the time was coming. Not long after this, John was taken into prison and then dreadfully put to death, beheaded in that prison at the request of Herodias. And we these things are a mystery to us at times. We read these things and we wonder. But you see, the Lord's working out his purposes. And John, his work given, him given grace and strength to carry out and to finish his work. And then there was the coming to an end. Well, here John speaks of it. He must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase his ministry, the preaching of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, his wondrous work while here below. John says, I must decrease. Well, you say, well, how are these things, how do they apply to us? We understand the context. This is John speaking of this handover, if you like, between the forerunner and him who he was the forerunner for. But how are these things applicable to you and I? How are these things with us? Well, in some measure, if we are one of the Lord's children, in some measure we will know something of this same feeling. We will experience, we will be taught this same thing. He must increase, but I must decrease. That which John spoke of him, himself, and concerning his ministry, his calling, can be spoken of in some measure by every child of God. He must increase, I must decrease. I'll ask you a simple question. How much room is there in your heart, in your life, for the things of God? How much room is there in your heart, in your life, for Jesus Christ and Him crucified? Beloved friends, if you and I are truly born again of the Spirit of God, there must be an increase in our hearts, in our lives, in our knowledge, in our faith, in our love of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He must increase. He must increase. And really, it's very simple this evening. Because if he is to increase, he must be there. There must be room in your heart for him. And so we can go right back. We can come, beloved friends, to where we are by nature, which is without God in the world. That's the starting place. And this is why this word this evening really can come to every single person in this chapel and listening in. However young you might be, however young, he must increase. From what starting point? Nothing. An increase from where you are, born in this world. And what's the starting point? Where are you? You're born dead in sin. You're born with that feeling in your heart, we will not have this man to reign over us. There isn't any room. Be honest with yourself. Some of you this evening, you know, I can look back in times of my life before the Lord began, and I know I had no room. There was no room in my heart for him. I had no time for him. No time. Oh, I came to chapel, but if you ask me, there wasn't any room. That's where we were. And that's maybe where some of you are this evening. You're here, but you're not really here. You're not here because you want to be here. You're here because it's what you do on Sunday. You're here because your parents have brought you here. He must increase. Why? What will happen if he doesn't? What will happen if there is no movement, no change? What happens if everything stays the same? What happens if you can continue to come and go, backwards and forwards, week in, week out? What happens if the Word of God never touches your heart? What happens if the Word never enters in? What happens if there never is an interest never is an inclination. Never is your heart inclined to him. What happens if you never feel any longing, drawing? Well, the end is solemn, isn't it? It's everlasting punishment. The word describes it as death. Death. But we know it's not the end. We know we speak of death. There's a separating of our mortal body, the body we're in, and our souls will part. They part at death. And that body returns to the earth, is laid in the earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And the soul returns to him that made it, Almighty God. And then the judgment. And it's final. Oh, how solemn these things are. No, we don't want to hear it, do we? But it is so solemn. The finality of death. You think of those foolish virgins, five of them. They went to buy oil. The bridegroom came. And those that were ready went in with him to their marriage. And the door was shut. And the other was shut out. Shut out forever. Well, may the Lord, in his infinite mercy and grace, be pleased to shut us in with himself. May he, in those hearts this evening who have yet to know, may he even begin in hearts even this night. May there be something that pricks one heart and another. You might go away from the house of God this night and go away different. Go away with something to pray about. Go away with eternity pressed on your mind. Go away with thoughts of your last day. Go away with thoughts of where will you be? Oh, where would we be, beloved friends? We assume, don't we? We give the announcements for the services next Lord's Day. What if this is the last one? One day it will be, won't it? Who's to know when that will be? Only God himself. And oh my God, prepare my soul for that great day. Oh, wash me in thy precious blood and take my sins away. Oh, we need to be cleansed from our sin. We need to be washed. Oh, we need to be made right. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even you children this evening, you know this. We're all sinners. Oh, what need we have. Need we have. When that heart-searching God looks into our hearts, what does he see? A wonderful thing. If he looks upon us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, if your soul and mine has fled to that refuge which is in Christ Jesus, if Jesus' precious blood is your only plea this evening, you may not have any great things to speak of as you think, by way of experience. Oh, but there's something precious in the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, it is precious to you. And to you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, because he's increased and you've decreased. By nature, we're full of ourselves, aren't we? we're self-righteous. We're good at pointing out faults in others. We don't see the beam in our own eye. We're so busy pointing out the mote, the speck in our brother's eye. Oh, but he must increase. Oh, how is the righteousness of Christ Jesus going to be precious to you and me? We speak of it, we read of it. What is it? The life that Jesus lived, that holy, spotless, pure life, the life that he lived as a real man here upon earth, free from sin, among sinners, suffering temptation. He lived it for a reason, a specific reason, that it might be a righteousness, it might be a life suitable, that his people might be given it. We speak of it, illustrate it like clothing, a robe. You and I, like Adam and Eve, caught out in sin, would patch up our own garment and make something that we think is suitable. But it's the righteousness of Christ. It is the robe of Christ's life. It is the life that Jesus lived. And that is the only thing that is sufficient. It's solemn, isn't it? The most godly person here, who's lived the most upright life here, still well short of the glory of God. Full of holes. Full of holes. Like a fig leaf covering. You know, when Adam and Eve were when they were brought and called by Lord, by God in the garden, "Adam, where art thou?" They had sinned. And they had tried to hide their nakedness. They felt ashamed. And they did what we do when we're found out. We try and hide, try and cover it up. They're exposed, so we try and hide it, conceal it. It's shameful, embarrassing. And so they made these fig leaf coverings. But that was man's work. It was man-made. It wasn't sufficient. Sin had been committed. Blood must be shed. How distressing, how humbling. "Adam, where art thou?" Adam, where art thou? Where are you this evening? And where am I? Are you hiding amongst the trees, dear friend? Have you patched something together? Something of your parents have taught you? Something you've learnt at Sunday school? Patched together your own robe and covering? Where art thou? Why are you hiding? Why can't you come to the light? Why can't you stand before your Maker? Where art thou? I must decrease. Adam was conscious, and Eve was, that they had sinned. They had to be brought down. Oh, they had to come. They had to acknowledge, own their sin. And a robe of God's providing. And their blood was shed. And the skins of those beasts put upon them. And in a shadowy way, pointing to that robe of God's providing. He must increase. his righteousness must be made the one thing needful for us each. And all the while, we think we have something, we're not right. All the while, we think we have something, maybe not enough, but we'll bring a bit of God in with us. It's not enough. If your religion is made up, if the balance is made up with the Lord Jesus, that's not right. He must be the all and the in all. He must be everything. And his righteousness must be everything, everything to you. He must increase to the point of, give me Christ or else I die. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That is it. A naked sinner coming to the Lord Jesus for a covering. I have no acceptance in and of myself. The hymn says, my best is stained and dyed with sin. My all is nothing worth. It's got to be laid aside. It's got to be taken off. It's got to be Christ's righteousness from first to last. He must be the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of your religion, the beginning and the end of your hope, the beginning and the end of that robe of righteousness for you. He must increase. And for this to happen, I must decrease. You won't increase with him. Oh, if he's to go up in your estimation, your self-esteem must come down. Oh, you've got to be laid low at his feet. You've got to come down, beloved friends. And this is something that we don't like. I can tell you that the flesh dislikes the way, but faith approves it well. Oh, if you're to embrace the Christ's righteousness, you've got to cast away your own as a filthy, moth-eaten garment. Oh, you've got to come naked to him and seek that he might make you right, that he might clothe you, that he might prepare you to stand before his Father. He must increase. I must decrease. Oh, you must sink in your own confidence. You can't put confidence in princes or in flesh. Your confidence must be in God. Read the word of God. Was it Jehoshaphat? Oh, brought to that great strait. No, it's Hezekiah. What confidence is this? What confidence is this? Don't believe Hezekiah, what he's telling you. What confidence is this that you're trusting in? Well, what are you trusting in this evening? Self? Self-confidence? It will be all right? Oh, to have our own heart brought low. To be brought humble before him. Or to be brought down in our own self-esteem, our own self-worth. That we might have right views of what we really are by nature. To see ourselves for what we are. Oh, then Christ is precious. Because there's a contrast. We are contrasted against him. You want to know, oh, more, Lord, of thyself. I'll show you little more of yourself. You'll be made sick of self and fond of him. He must increase. I must decrease. My mind went to two godly women in the Word of God. The first, dear Hannah. Oh, how she was brought low, wasn't she? Oh, barren. And brought low. Oh, the Elkanah. A good husband to her. But there was that other wife, Penina. Hannah had no children. Oh, what a grief. What a sorrow to her. And into the house of God, there she goes, loaded with her grief, full of trouble, pouring out her heart before the Lord. Isn't it a mystery how the Lord brings some of his children? He's sovereign how he works, but they all need to be emptied. They've all brought to be brought humble to him. They've all brought to be brought to cry for him, to plead, to wrestle in prayer. The way he brought Hannah may not be the way he'll bring you. Oh, but may he bring us each to this same place. Oh, she, out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. She's brought low. She's brought down. She's decreased. And then, adding to her injury, adding to her grief, Eli mistakes her as being drunk. Oh, how grievous these things are. You're troubled, surrounded with things, difficulties on every hand, and then misjudged, and misjudged wrongly. Misjudged by one of the Lord's servants. We make mistakes, don't we? Dear Hannah, how heavy her heart. The Lord heard her prayer. Oh, the Lord blessed her. Oh, the Lord met her case. And then we read, don't we, in that beautiful chapter 2, Hannah's song. Song of thanksgiving. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. He must increase. Oh, how he was raised up. In her estimation, in her esteem, in her love, in her adoration. Oh, how she spoke, didn't she? The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Oh, there's hope then, isn't there? Dear friend, this evening, has he brought you low? Though are you feeling low this evening, his hand heavy upon you? Oh, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. I will be exalted. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. And lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them." Oh, she was brought low. But the Lord lifted her up. The Lord heard and answered her prayer. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low. This is Psalm 116. I was brought low, and he helped me. And he helped me. Oh, how precious. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He must increase. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. And then do you know what it is? He must increase and I must decrease. Do you know what it is to come to him in prayer? To pour out your heart. And like that woman we read of, he answered her not a word. Not a word. He must increase. I must decrease. He answered her not a word. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. Oh, that's hard. That's hard, isn't it? He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. But he answered her not a word. Oh, how hard that is. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth unto us." "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." How would you feel, dear friend, this evening? The Lord said that to you. "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." I must decrease. Oh, to be emptied, isn't it? But it's hard. It's hard to be emptied when you think you're empty. It's hard to wait when you think your case deserves an immediate answer. It's hard when you think you are destitute and the Lord makes you wait. It's hard when you think you've got nothing left and the Lord still is turning you upside down and tipping you out. Then came she and worshipped him. Ah, that's beautiful, isn't it? Then she came and worshipped him. Oh, after he seemingly rebuffed her. Silence. Maybe you're plagued this evening with thoughts, "Well, I can't be a child of God." He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And here I am, a silent God. He came to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. I can't be one of his children. Why did I ever think I should be? Why did I ever think I could be? Here I am. My sentence is past. Silence. But she's got a need. And so have you, haven't you? And I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And I won't stop praying. And I can't stop knocking, because mine is an urgent, pressing case. This is eternity. This is my soul. It's my sin. She came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. This is worship, friend. This is worship. Lord, help me. He must increase to the point where it's give me Christ or else I die. To the point where I could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. He must increase till he is the all and the in all. Oh, and he will perform it. Oh, he will perform it. Oh, then, dear friend, cling to him. Oh, wrestle like Jacob in prayer with him. Give him no rest, dear friend. Now, to whom else can you go? Nowhere else, you answer. There's no other hope, no other help. Cleave to him. Plead his promises. Oh, plead for his help. Lord, help me. It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. I've got to go lower, Lord. Lower than this. Truth, Lord. You've got to own it, haven't you? Every little hint that you deserve something has to go. You've got to come on mercy's ground. Every time you come, and there's a little hint in your heart that you're owed something, you're not right. You've got to come broken and of a contrite heart. Lower she must go. I must decrease, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Oh, he must increase. Oh, to the point where he is the all and the in all. Oh, he's to be our meat and our drink. He's to be everything, our life, our very being, our all. He must increase. I must decrease. Oh, then, Lord, prepare my heart. Make room in my heart, Lord Jesus. Make room in my heart for thee. Empty me more, that I might be filled. Pour in, Lord, that my cup might run over. Oh, bring me to the banqueting house. May the banner over me be love. But until that time, I'll wait. I'll not wait in vain. Oh, for the Lord will appear. Oh, the Lord will regard the prayer of the destitute, will not despise their prayer. He must increase, but I must decrease. Amen.
If the Lord will, and if the world continues, Mr. Parrish will preach for us again on Tuesday evening. And on Saturday, we hope to hold a prayer meeting for the nation at 2:30. And again, Mr. Parrish hopes to address the meeting. God willing, Mr. Graham Cottingham will preach next Lord's Day at 10:30 and 6 o'clock. And hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 143. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed, be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. Hymn 143. Thank you.
do forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship this day. Do take us each home in peace and in safety. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for ever. Amen.